This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to hear from Chris Moore straight off the practice field here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. D-Scott in for the OG, John Lopez. Deshaun Watson finally showed the love for Houston. We didn't hear it over the course of the offseason, but this was what Deshaun Watson had to say about returning to the place that he not only wants, but he said he still calls home. Deshaun on coming back to H-Town.
I'm excited. I'm excited to just play football in general in front of Cleveland Browns fans, but also in front of some of the Houston Texans fans. I respect the whole organization of the Houston Texans. I respect the McNair family. I respect everyone that was there that drafted me in 2017. There's been great memories, fun memories. I still have a home in Houston. I still have friends and family that's still in Houston. The relationships are still there. People, some of the players on the team, I play with are seeing, come up from, maybe practice squad or from injuries. So, I'm excited to get in front of all those fans. I have so much love for the city of Houston and H-Town, and everyone in that city pretty much knows that. So I'm excited to do that. But, the most important thing is, I'm excited to be in front of the Cleveland Browns fans for sure.
Oh, I caught it on the second time, Landry. He's talking about Jilly and her family. His friends and family still in Houston and his home. He's talking about Jilly and her family, and I think he's talking about Jonathan Owens there. Dudes that came up from the practice squad that used to be hurt. I think that was a little random love for Jonathan Owens.
Okay.
Wouldn't expect that.
Okay. What about Titus Howard yesterday? Is he wearing a Watson jersey under his shoulder pads?
That's his man.
I thought that was the offensive lineman for the Browns for a minute.
Is he gonna go get his autograph after the game or something like that?
Titus Howard was
that's the jersey swap right there, man.
Hey, but he was
okay. I'm sure Deshaun's dying for that one. The jersey swap is Brandon Cooks and Deshaun Watson.
You think? Well, yeah, because
Titus Howard gonna come over afterwards. Like, hey, can we do the same thing too? And Deshaun, all right, come on, man, hurry up, come on.
He was drafted to protect Deshaun Watson. Like Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil's both existence here in Houston, Titus for being drafted at all, and Laremy Tunsil being traded for like basically an entire draft class. They are here to protect Deshaun Watson, who is no longer here and has not played with them in 2 years. So, yeah, I could see the connection there. That's his guy.
There's a member of the Texans doing a really cool thing, wide receiver Chris Moore. This is going to be really, really cool. You don't want to miss that. They're going to call us in a sec. We'll talk to him. And there's something he's doing really cool that it's going to positively impact a very important listener to not just Sports Radio 610, but to J-Lo's Bite Me podcast. So, you don't want to miss that. Yeah, I was surprised by Titus. What kind of conversations do you think Cooks and Deshaun have? Because it's interesting because does this fall under ironic? Like Deshaun Watson wanted out of Houston.
Because it used to be.
Because of the reasons that Brandon Cooks wanted to be here. And now Brandon Cooks wants out like Deshaun. But Brandon Cooks wants out because Easterby left. Deshaun Watson kind of wanted out because Easterby was here.
Yeah.
Can't even follow this.
It's ironic.
What kind of discussions are they having?
Ironic and hard to follow, but I don't think there's crossover in the relationship. Like, there's crossover in the dynamic.
They're tight, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Deshaun a necklace or something like that when Deshaun was
right, but here. But the last thing I feel like the two of them would talk about would be Easterby. And this happens with friends all the time, where there's a thing that might be that might divide you or that you might disagree on, but you don't feel like you need to passionately debate or discuss. And this feels like it would be one of them, you know, like maybe two friends who got different political persuasions or whatever it might be. They just might, this thing might just not never come up.
But it's going to come up that he wants out of Houston, right? I mean, that's natural. I mean, Deshaun knows that Brandon Cooks demanded a trade.
Yeah.
And he retweeted the initial comment, remember?
Yeah, but also, though, I mean, but they also, they suck. So that's part, I mean, and we all know that Jack is a big reason why they suck. But I think that's a that's kind of an easy surface level discussion to have without even going as far as, well, Brandon, you know, Brandon Cooks, you know, you was okay with Jack, and Jack is the reason why y'all suck, so you should just be okay with being there. He's gonna be like, nah, you know, y'all suck, you're better than that, you should be on a contender, and you know, I'll tell Andrew Berry to give Nick a call or something. I mean, you know what I'm saying, like they'll probably talk on that level, not on the hey, this is the reason why they suck type of thing. Like, nah, I mean, I think that's beyond the surface level of what the discussion would be.
Do you want Switzerland ball players in this situation? Because it's dangerous when you go on Reddit or you know read comments when you're on YouTube, locker room on YouTube, by the way. But there were a couple where people were kind of and again, this isn't people are saying, it was a few people,
yeah,
were put off by Tytus Howard just kind of openly supporting Deshaun Watson in this situation.
Yeah, what do they want from him exactly? Like, do they want him to, I mean, they don't play against each other directly. They play on the same side of the ball, so it's not like Tytus Howard is going to be tasked with trying to tackle sack or Deshaun Watson or, you know, none of that. So, like, that's his guy. They played together for 2019, 2020. Yeah, they played together for, you know, two to 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's his boy. That's his guy.
I think there was validity to why Deshaun Watson wanted out. Like, if I were a Rockets player and James Harden were coming back,
100%.
I would be kind of pissed off at James Harden. Like, I think they bent over backwards for James Harden. They did everything James Harden wanted. He came in fat and out of shape. That would, if I were, like, a member of the Rockets, I would probably be, like, a little more hesitant to defend Harden than if it were Deshaun. And I know there's the legal stuff and stuff, and there's a lot of people who feel a certain way about that. I don't know what did or didn't happen, so I'm not. Yeah. I'm just talking about just from a football perspective, like his request to leave, I thought it was a valid reasoning for why he wanted out.
Wait, though. You don't think that the Texans might have any Jameson Crowders on their team?
Channing Crowders?
Oh, my bad. What did I say?
Jameson Crowder.
My bad. Yeah, Channing Crowder, my bad. Yeah, but you don't think they got none of those? You don't think that any of the Texans, let's say the ones, because see, with the Rockets, I don't think there's too many guys left over there.
I don't think the Texans have any.
You don't think they have any?
No, I don't think they have any Channing Crowders from the pivot. Here was Channing Crowder talking about Deshaun Watson. This guy's an absolute fool with it.
Where's the proof?
Fred, when it's 24 people, honestly, Fred, I'm with you. It's the same way I feel about Cosby.
We're talking about numbers.
Fred,
I get you.
No. The same way I feel about Cosby. If it's one person, now it's he say, she say. When it's 27 she's and one he, your ass doing some weird shit. It is some weird shit going on with this.
You've been saying that for a while. But
it's too many.
Fred,
two dozen.
So if you were done wrong.
Two dozen people.
All right, here's more from Channing Crowder, just because he's so damn funny.
So funny.
How are you every day with Deshaun Watson if you have the feelings you have right now?
I'm on the team.
You're on the team. You're a Cleveland Brown.
I'm the Cleveland Brown middle linebacker. He is a sexually weird dude, but he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the world. It's a different level to say, I know you messed up. You did some very weird stuff, and that's why I keep using the word weird.
So for it's more where there's smoke.
When there's smoke.
There's smoke. Not necessarily fire, because you don't know the extent of it.
I don't know the extent of it, but there's smoke. Am I going to hang with you? Am I going to get a massage with you? No.
Chance.
I'm not getting in no trouble. But you have some weird shit going on in your life that I'm not comfortable with.
I mean, yeah. Like, that, as funny and colorful as that is, that is so reasonable. Like, that is a reasonable take without judging, without saying exactly.
No, and
guilt. Like when I say judging, I mean guilt, innocence, part of it. But hey, man, whatever this is, it's weird.
Look, let's be honest. Like if you're, let's say you're a player, and let's even say that you're not even. I mean, you believe what you want to believe when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Like if you have a wife or something like that, and you tell your wife, hey, after practice, me and Deshaun are going to go grab some drinks. What do you think she's going to say to you? You better bring your ass home.
No, you ain't. It would be the answer. No, you ain't. Drinks where? Yeah. No, that would not be. Well, look, at this point, you really just don't tell her.
You just
got to go do it.
Just go do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Brandon Scott in for the OG John Lopez. Joining us now straight off the practice field, Chris Moore, Texans wide receiver. Chris, Landry Lockerbie, Scott, appreciate you for joining us here on a Thursday.
How you doing? I appreciate you having me.
Doing good, man. So big week this week. A lot of fans excited for obvious reasons. The return of Deshaun Watson. What's the mood been like in the locker room? Is there a little extra juice given the fact that this is one of the most anticipated games of the year?
Not really. It's another week for us. We have to prepare the same. We can't let the outside world like dictate what we're going to do during the game. So really, it's just another week to get prepared and try to go out there and get a win.
Is how challenging that is that for you guys, though, because there is a narrative out there and you guys, y'all don't live in a bubble. I know y'all try to stay hyper focused, but I mean, y'all know what the conversation is. How much of a challenge is it to compartmentalize and just focus on the task?
I mean, as professionals, that's what we're called to do. You can't let stuff distract us. I mean, every week there's always something new that's out there to distract us. So we just got to keep focusing on our task and what we got to do to win. So, I mean, as a professional, it's something you get used to over the years.
Talking Texans wide receiver Chris Moore here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. So how has it been getting adjusted to a new starting quarterback? I know you played with Davis for a while. Now you got Kyle Allen. What has that whole process been like?
I mean, it's been pretty smooth. That's what training camp and OTAs are for. Like, you get reps with all the quarterbacks. You get work with all of them. So it's been pretty smooth. We just got to go out there and continue to try to make plays and just get a good rhythm and chemistry together.
Chris, what does this offense need? I mean, it's no secret, obviously, that you guys have struggled to move the ball at times, struggled to put up points. And obviously the change from Davis to Kyle Allen was done in that vein or done with that in mind that you guys have struggled. Like, other than changing the quarterback, like, what – Is it a schematic thing, a mentality? Like, what are you guys missing right now, do you feel like?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for us as players, we just got to be more consistent. And I always say whenever I do an interview or anything, talk to people about it, we just got to execute. Whenever we're the ones on the field going through the plays and out there making plays. So we really just got to be consistent, don't make mistakes, and execute. And when it's our chance to make a big play, we got to make it. And, I mean, you'll see a better offense if we do those things.
Chris, my cause, my cleats is one of the coolest things that the NFL does. We saw yours. You've got a hell of a cause that is special to you, and I feel like we've kind of connected it because you're wearing your cleats for leukemia because of your teammate John Mechie. Yes. And I was told, I didn't get the full details, but apparently. One of our listeners, the father of one of our listeners who got leukemia the same week as John Mechie, Lincoln Finley, I was told you have kind of a message for him here.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys could just tell Lincoln Finley. I know he's a big listener to the show, so that this weekend after I wear my cleats, that we're going to be sending the cleats his way for him to have. I know he's going through a rough time, but it's just a way that hopefully we can support him and boost his spirits.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's really, really legit. We appreciate you for doing that. We didn't even know that was what was going to happen. I think he saw your cleats and they were pretty cool. How cool was it to get to design your own cleats, by the way? How hands-on did they let y'all be with that? Do you just like fill out a sheet? Do you get to check them out? What is that like?
Yeah, it's different for every person, but because all of us receivers were doing this special cleat for Mechie, we kind of let them handle it. And we all know that we wanted the same thing with him doing his end zone celebration on the cleat. So that was just the biggest detail that we wanted on the cleat. So it was awesome to have that done and just to surprise him with the cleats. And hopefully this weekend one of us can get an end zone so we can do that celebration for him and just to continue to show him that how much we support him and we love him.
How's he doing, by the way? Yeah. We get a lot of questions about Mechie. There's other stuff going on outside of, you know, is he going to be in camp next year? But how is he doing?
That's the great thing about Mechie. We get to see him a few times a week, and on game day, he comes in the locker room and shows his face. But he is one of the biggest lights. Like, he comes in here with a smile. He's showing love to everybody. His personality is contagious, to be honest. That's why we all love him so much, and we just try to support him as much as we can, because he comes in here, you wouldn't think there's anything wrong with him. So to be that strong and just to have that type of personality is awesome.
Man, we appreciate it very much. I know Lincoln's family is going to appreciate that very much. We didn't anticipate that, but we very, very much appreciate that, Chris. By the way, I know you're still a proud Cincinnati alum. What'd you think of Luke Fickell going to Wisconsin?
Oh, man, that one hurt. But
man, if I were you, I would be like, okay, if he goes to Ohio State, okay, but he's going to leave us for Wisconsin. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how I felt. I thought the only time he would leave us was for Ohio State, but, you know, it's a business. I hear rumors. Hopefully Deion can make his way up to Cincinnati, and that would be awesome.
Oh, okay. There you go. Now you're getting greedy, man. Chris, we appreciate you. Hopefully you get in the end zone and you get to do that celebration. Strong thank you for what you're doing for Lincoln. I know that's going to mean a lot to him. And keep doing what you're doing. Keep working hard, man.
I appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Chris Moore, Texans wide receiver. That's really cool, man. Yeah, that is really cool. So Lincoln's dad is a big listener of the Bite Me podcast and Sports Radio 610. His son, he was a kid that was diagnosed, and his dad, I guess Lopez somehow connected it, and they're going to send him the cleats.
Man, this show specifically is doing some really cool community stuff between you at the ticket giveaway. And then this is even like on a bigger level. I think it's just super cool, man. Between you and what you and Lopez are doing with y'all listeners, man.
Yeah, we'll get it going. Shout out. I think Lopez is calling right now. Lopez, what are you doing? You're supposed to be fishing, sir.
Oh wait, can I go home? I can go home then. You ready to come back to work?
No, I'm not. But this was a special occasion. I'm actually heading down in about 20 minutes. I went and got the Christmas trees for the house, and big surprise.
Better late
from
than
Omar.
Never. Better late than never.
No, December 1st, baby. That's when it happens. We can get to that later. But let me just say this real quick. Couple of things. If Omar is listening still, and I know he gets this, and Chris Moore, this was a total surprise to me. So real quick backstory, Sean Finley is Lincoln's dad. and big listener of the podcast, big listener of the show. I got word that Lincoln was diagnosed the same week as John Metchie, so kind of made that connection. He's a big sports fan, big Astros, big Texans fan, and kind of made that connection with Metchie. So when the My Claws, My Cleats thing came out, the conversation was, man, those are really, really cool. Those are really, really cool. And so I just sent a text, I mean, innocently enough, just letting Omar know, you know, hey, anything, you know, little solid you can do for Lincoln, or even just, you know, whatever, a wristband or something. I had no idea this is what was going to happen. So this is above and beyond. So shout out to Omar. Shout out to Chris Moore, of course. And one other thing. You talk about good karma on the, In the Loop. We've had some really good karma with the guests that come on Thursdays In the Loop. I'm thinking Chris Moore might score two TDs, man.
Might have a game like he did against Ohio State. Like 230 yards and three touchdowns.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, he's paying it forward, and we always have good karma anyway. So, yeah, I went and got the Christmas trees because it's December 1st, and I don't want to go too soon. And on my way down with a smile on my face.
There you go. Well, hopefully you catch something. I put the over under at 10, so there you go.
Yeah, that's going to be an easy over.
I'm hammering the under. There you go. All right, man, appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's the OG John Lopez.
Yeah, I mean, he better go over. He missed work for it. He better get 10 fish.
Coming up, lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, lunchtime confessions, Monday through Friday, 12:20. We confess our sins to you. Some to do with sports, some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. And we confess every day at this time. Watch this. These are my confessions. I have not been able to get over this getting dark early thing. So is this going to be permanent? Are they going to move? Are they going to redo it next year? Like, what is going on right now? Because I want the old way before we started having it get dark at 5:30 p.m. It affects me. Usually I can get over it after about 3 weeks. It is still affecting me, and I hate it. Very, very much. I absolutely despise it.
Yeah, and I feel like it's going to be one more year of it because I think Congress voted on it earlier in the year. But, you know, nothing moves quickly with Congress or with bureaucracy at all. So I don't think it's going to be something that we're actually going to benefit from until next year, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, I'm right there with you. When I see dark, it has some type, I don't know if it's mental or actually physical, but it has some type of effect on me where I get tired earlier, even though it's not really earlier, it's the same time. And I don't know if also too, I wonder about this, Landry. What were you and I doing when the time actually changed? Do you remember? Bro, we were right here in this studio responding and reacting to
Astros
winning the World Series.
Yes.
So we actually,
man, I was throwed.
But not just throwed, but also awake, and we worked right through, even though we were having a good time. We worked right through that hour. Like, we might have eventually gotten our hour at some point. I know a couple of days later, I got a lot of rest in. But for that moment, like, we worked right through it. We powered right through it because we had, you know, bigger issues to deal with.
It was terrible. Watch this. Not the World Series. These are my
confessions. All right. I pride myself in, I'm a journalist and everything, but I like to mind my own business. When you get into people's personal lives, Like, I don't like to dive too deep into it unless it's relevant to like a larger issue. But when I woke up early in the morning, you know, early morning bathroom break, and saw why TJ Holmes was trending, the Good Morning America anchor.
Okay.
I got into it, man. So okay. Apparently two of the Good Morning America anchors, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach.
Robach?
I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. I don't watch Good Morning America, but Good Morning America is a big enough deal. It's the number one morning show, you know, news morning show in America. And they are both married, but were spotted. Somebody went on like a, I don't know, some type of investigative streak and caught them creeping. And there's like video. There's like 3 minutes worth of video over several different occasions and over time of these two basically, you know, the work wife, work husband situation is materializing, it looks like.
Okay.
And I got into like, this is not the type of story that I'm proud to be into and would prefer that I did not care. And I don't actually care. But I am fascinated by the train wreck of it all, man.
Why?
The calamity of it.
Why?
Well, because there's scandal here. There's the workplace relationship. There's obviously the infidelity going on. There's like the piecing together of when did this start? Because they do videos and stuff on social media together. And you can find videos that would have maybe hinted at maybe there was something going on. This is actual reality TV to me. Like, not the orchestrated reality TV that we like to watch on reality TV, but real life reality television. I was into it. I went to the bathroom. It was supposed to be a 5 minute trip, turned into a 30 minute trip because I was paying attention to this. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Speaking of reality TV, I'm a Jesse Palmer fan now. I am a Jesse Palmer fan because I thought it was going to be hard for him to replace the original host of The Bachelor. But damn it, he's done it. Jesse Palmer is a damn good host of The Bachelor. Bachelor in Paradise has been magical. He's done his thing. And I got to tell you, some of you hardos, some of you men who think it's bad to watch reality TV, you might judge me. I don't give a damn. I'm a Jesse Palmer fan because of his work on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yo, so like, let's make this a side confession before we get to my next one real quick. Just off of... These are my confessions. Quick reaction to your confession and a confession on my part. When you first started going on that little rant there, I was like, I was thinking of James Palmer. Like, that's how locked in I am. Yeah, and so yeah. I'm like, why wouldn't you be a James Palmer guy?
No, no.
What did James Palmer
Jesse
ever do?
Palmer.
So yeah, I was confused in the beginning until you went deeper into it.
It would be a nice hair off.
Yeah, for sure. Watch this. These are my confessions. Deshaun Watson's going to be validated on Sunday.
Validated?
Validated. Not the off-field stuff. That is sick. Y'all heard my man Crowder talking about that. Not talking about that. I'm talking about the reason why he wanted to be gone in the first damn place. I think this is going to be the ultimate validation. I mean, let's be clear. He's been validated by what the Texans have been over the last couple of years. And like, including the last year that he actually played, like the reason why he doesn't want to be here, he is on the right side of the argument. Now, we were getting into this earlier. I don't think that necessarily excuses him or excuses. It doesn't discount the feeling of abandonment from a Texans fan standpoint. But when you go out there and look at that product on the field, and when you get a chance to watch Deshaun Watson exploit the middle of the field, Lovie Smith's cover two defense, he will be validated on not wanting to be a part of what is going on here right now. I do believe that. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I hate what college football did yesterday.
Oh.
I hate it. It's one step closer to a large playoff. I don't like this 12-team playoff that everybody keeps talking about. And all you people trying to sell me on it, you are simps.
Yeah, no, why? Like, what do you want? There's not enough parity in college football to want 12 teams.
But there is, but it's week to week. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, we're taking away that week to week parity. Because now we're having 12 teams instead of four. Like, just try to look past, at the teams past Ohio State and Alabama, and there's a clear drop-off. Like, if they wanted to have a 6-team playoff, if they wanted to have an 8-team playoff, that's fine. But this 12-team playoff, it's silly. And if you're if you're down with the 12-team playoff, that's fine. But don't tell me that it doesn't decrease the magnitude of Ohio State versus Michigan. Like, don't tell me that. That's
game
just
would
silly.
Not even matter.
It
last
wouldn't
week.
Have meant a damn thing. Because they both would have been in the playoff.
Nah, I disagree with that.
Wouldn't have meant a damn thing.
Well, yeah.
Because Ohio State would have still been in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't matter, but to hell with that. Like, the playoff is a secondary thing to me in college football. Like, it's all about the rivalry. Like, only but so many teams every year have a chance to win a national championship. We obviously know this, but...
Yeah, but
every year you want to beat your rival.
But if there's
and that's
more
compelling.
On the line, then there's it's obvious like.
But this one meant more than any other year because this was the number two and number three
last
team.
Last year too. Last year was the same thing. Yeah. So look, if you want to say you won a large playoff, that's fine, that's cool. But don't tell me that it doesn't decrease the magnitude of win and get into the playoffs or lose and don't get into the playoffs. Or lose and like cross your fingers and hope someone else wins. Like let's not be silly about it. I don't understand that at all. And T Mill was saying, you know, well, Texas has a better chance. I don't give a rat's ass what Texas does. Yeah. I like college football. I'm a college football fan. I don't care about how Texas gets into a college football playoff or not. I couldn't care less.
Do it mean a lot if Texas was number 12, the 12th team or
I
whatever?
I don't care.
And they lose anyway?
Get the brakes tapped off you by Georgia? I don't care about that. No, thank you. Nah, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as I like the magnitude week to week in college football. I'm not down with this playoff. I know Tyler's rooting for a COVID year every year because that's the only way that A&M gets close to it. But I'm not going to sit here and root for COVID so that my team gets into, you know, the discussion of the college football playoff. Texas doesn't deserve it. Texas doesn't deserve it. Give me six.
Six is a fine number. Every year, I always feel like there's only about three or four teams realistically.
Yes.
Now this year, I'll give it credit.
I actually missed the BCS.
Yeah, I was going to say, this year, I'll give it credit. It's changed a little bit because in the beginning of the year, I would have just said Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama are the only three teams with any chance of winning the national championship. Obviously, I was wrong about that, and that's changed.
Now you got USC.
Yeah, you got a few more, so I'll give it credit. But for the most part, damn near every year, there ain't really more. Six is a fine number, but there really ain't more than four teams that I ever feel like have a chance of winning.
Like, I love the BCS. Year. Like, the BCS right now, we would be arguing about TCU and Michigan. That's it. Now, all of a sudden, you're gonna open up 12, and it's just going to be a cluster of everything else. I'm fine with it. I'm going to watch it. I'm a college football fan. I'm sure I'll enjoy it, but I would rather have a smaller playoff. That's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, Lovie Smith. What is the case for? We've laid out the case against. What is the case for bringing Lovie Smith back next season? We'll get into that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Lyon.
All right, what's the case for Lovie Smith coming back next year? The case against is pretty clear. He's probably just not the right guy for next year. You're going to have the rookie quarterback. What's the case for Lovie Smith coming back next year? B. Scott in for the OG, John Lopez. Figgy Fig, best in the world at what he do. Help me. Give me the case.
Yeah, I know dead,
optics.
I know dead air isn't the best thing for radio.
Optics?
But, yeah, optics would be one.
Man, that would be a disaster. If you're worried about optics when it comes to something as important as hiring the right coach, that's a problem.
Yeah, but is it a problem? Is it as much of a problem than worrying about it in the first place? Because how did he get hired in the first place? That was also about optics. So it's just hard to separate that as a factor, given that's the whole reason why we're here in the first place. Brian Flores files this lawsuit. The Texans
were by the way, should be dropped based on watching Mike McDaniel. The lawsuit should be dropped.
No, not just based off of watching Mike McDaniel.
Listening
but,
to Tua talk about it, he basically wanted to end himself.
Correct, because like I want to recount a take that I had. I don't know if I actually said this on the radio, but I thought that the Texans should have more heavily considered Brian Flores. No, like if I said that anywhere publicly, dump it or scrub it from the internet. I don't want
doesn't
that.
Doesn't work that way,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, no, I damn it, I'm calling for it. I don't want that. I don't want that anywhere on my record after what I heard. I just didn't realize it was that bad with Brian Flores and Tua. But
we're running a promo right now that says this, and a lot of times like promos just kind of hit you certain types of ways. Like the good ones make you think, and that's kind of what happened to me this morning when I was coming in. And I was listening to the promo where Lovie Smith speaking. He's basically talking about the rebuild. And he says, you can't skip a step. He says, we're in a rebuild. You can't skip a step.
They taking extra ones.
What does that mean?
They taking extra ones.
Yeah, what does it mean you can't skip a step? Like,
we're going to hire two bridge coaches, just one.
Are the Giants skipping a step right now? Are the Dolphins kind of skipping a step? Like, when you say we can't skip a step, what does that mean? Like, yeah. Of course you can skip a step, or else just tell me what the steps are.
You know who's not
skipping? Make sure you hit every step.
Hey, you know who
can't skip no steps.
You know what does that mean? You know who's not skipping a step? They're just kind of steadily getting a little bit better. The Lions, another pitiful franchise. They're not skipping steps. They just look like they maybe competently hired a general manager and head coach at the same time when the Texans had an opportunity to do it in 2021.
Yeah, like, I don't know what we can't skip a step means. Like, what is the step? Ooh-wee. Looking at those kicks, yeah, that they were giving
out.
Got
a little profile of those. Some kicks.
Look at Clint. Clint has the freshest shoe game here. I think his eyes even got a little big at these. We're getting our Texans my cleats here.
Yeah. These are fresh.
Yeah.
These are fresh.
Oh my. Ooh. Looking good.
Very nice.
Wait, what?
Boy, he's lying his ass off. Lopez wears a size 14.
That's a big old foot, man.
There ain't no way that's true.
It could be. I mean, I wear a 13. Lopez is. I feel like 13 is kind of the max for like. Once you get past 13, they don't even really make. They don't really have shoes out.
I'm a 14.
Well, yeah.
But Lopez, I don't think Lopez. I mean, I don't know.
He probably got a lot of room in the back of his shoe.
I feel like Lopez is giving that to someone.
But we don't know too many with a 14.
Son or something. I don't know. That's interesting.
Kind of weird.
It's really, really interesting. But Lovie Smith, like, I don't think there really is a case, like a solid football case, to bring him back Lovie Smith next year. And if you're worried about optics, my solution is this. First of all, don't. In this situation, just make the right hire. And second of all, this is my theory, and I'm dead serious about this. As soon as Nathaniel Hackett gets announced as one and done, you fire Lovie Smith 10 minutes after.
Yeah.
You make the announcement, Lovie Smith's gone 10 minutes after.
Yeah.
Lump them in together.
What you just say, like, man, they did this to a white coach. We could definitely do it to you, brother. when you win one game.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I just feel like when you win, I was just kidding. But obviously, when you win one game, like, it's really hard to defend that. Like, it's really hard to make a case for you. You know, like, I honestly want to kind of apologize to Ross Tucker because I came on here like a couple of months ago on my weekly hit and was like, why are we having this conversation about Lovie Smith being one and done? This is ridiculous. And I did think it was way too early to be having that conversation, but I'll be damned.
A lot can happen in a football season. Yeah, it's a very fluid process.
Yeah, and I'll be
damned. Looking worse.
Yeah, it got way worse than I thought it was going to get. And I mean, the coaching and the development of the young players is really the main thing that I just did not. I did not see it being this bad. Like, I know that Lovie Smith is not the ideal guy to pair with a quarterback prospect if you're going to be drafting a quarterback number one overall. We've seen that movie before, and, like, I get that. But, hell, they drafted defensive players high this year, like defensive players that they liked, and those players don't even look like they're developing on track or on pace the way you would want them to ideally. So, yeah, I'm surprised by it. Like, I'm not saying Lovie Smith's, like, this great, great coach or anything, but I am surprised on that it's been this bad. I did not think it would be this bad.
I think next year, the draft, it has to be all offense. Like, I know they have a lot of needs, but I just think you need to go all in on offense.
Yeah.
And you get your quarterback, you get your receiver, you can get running back, you can get your offensive line, you can get your tight ends, whatever. Like, the entire focus of next year's draft just needs to be offense. Just make the offense as good as possible, make the quarterback as comfortable as possible, and then you're going to have two more first-round picks. Hell, in free agency, you can figure it out. You can get the defense better. Because I also think that a lot of the guys that we're seeing right now on defense that aren't developing, and this might be harsh, I think a lot of them naturally get better in a different system, getting away from Lovie. I think Jalen Petrie gets better with a coach that's not going to play him as like a center fielder and is going to play him a little bit closer to the box. I think Derek Stingley naturally gets better. I think a lot of guys get better once they get out of this defense.
Yeah.
I think this defense is very player dependent. And I thought we got a text like, about, they were talking about, you know, Gary Kubiak, and they said Gary Kubiak does more with more and more with less. Lovie Smith does the same with more, and then like basically that Lovie Smith doesn't really maximize.
Literally, it is what it is. Yeah, it simply Lovie Smith, simple as that. If your players are really good, the defense is going to be good. And if the players are bad, the defense is going to be bad. And it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that, bro. It really is. Like that is a great way to characterize it and put it. So, like, you don't have the dudes, per se. Like, I actually agree with the way you put it. The players you have now would benefit from being in a different system.
Yeah.
But it also would help you if you just had dudes that would just be good in any system. And that's the type of dudes that Lovie Smith needs. It's just flat out ball players.
Do you think Lovie Smith tricked Nick Caserio? Because I want to make this clear. I think he was the perfect guy for this year. For this year, fine. When you're taking it on the chin, when you have all that dead cap, he was a perfect guy for this year. But do you think Nick Caserio really believed Lovie Smith when Lovie Smith said, I'm not married to my system. Come on. Like, we're not married to cover two. It's, we're going to play more man and all that type of stuff. Do you think Nick Caserio really believed that? Or do you think Nick Caserio just drafted? Because I think this was the approach. Like, I didn't think in the draft that they should have drafted players to fit in Lovie Smith's system.
Right.
They should draft players to be here for 5 years past Lovie Smith. I think if you were drafting guys, like if you were being honest and you were drafting guys for Lovie Smith's system, I don't think you draft Derek Stingley, and I don't know that you even draft Jalen Petrie. So do you think Nick Caserio really believed? Because remember how offended Lovie Smith got when we would ask him that question?
Yeah.
Like about his system? Like you would have thought that you asked him like the dumbest question ever, but it's kind of clear that he's married to the system, which is fine. You've been doing it for, you know, three decades, two decades, whatever it is. But do you think Nick Caserio really believed that?
Nah, I don't know if it was even sold that way. Like, no. The short answer is no. I don't think he actually believed that. And I would say that he made decisions along the lines of the way that you would want him to, the way you just described it. Don't draft players that fit Lovie Smith's system. That is stupid. That doesn't even make sense. Like, what are you going to draft a cover two? What is even a cover two corner in that way? Like, at number three overall, like that would never happen. I think he was doing the thing that you're saying. Draft a guy because he's going to be good for 4 to 5 to 6 years, however long the duration of his rookie deal at the very least. And I think that's what they did. The one thing that Lovie Smith and Nick Caserio have been transparent about ever since Lovie Smith got hired is that they don't necessarily see defense, like defensive football, through the same lens in the same way, that they've got sort of different. I think it's funny that they fired a coach because of philosophical differences, and then immediately upon hiring this new coach, upon suspect circumstances, they acknowledge up front some of the philosophical differences that they've had since they come to know each other, like just how defense works. And obviously where Nick Caserio comes from and the type of defense they run in New England is not what Lovie Smith runs. And so they've had to have those discussions.
You think Nick Caserio is married to the defense in New England?
No, I don't think he's married to the defense in New England. I think he's looking at this defense like, hey, man, why y'all don't do this? And why y'all don't do that? Like, what? Why don't y'all cover people in the middle of the field? You know, why are you over-relying on knocking
My dumbass is saying that.
Why are you, whoever.
That 3rd-and-11 in the third quarter of the Miami game was the most pitiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's,
like, honestly, like, that defense that Lovie Smith ran in that, like, you can, that they're stubborn and they're silly. That, you remember back in the day when you used to have a PS2 and you'd be playing your buddy and your buddy would, like, forget to pick his play?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he comes out on like third down. He's in like a prevent.
He's blitzing on a run or something.
He forgot to pick the play, so they go back to the right one. That's what Lovie Smith's defense looks like sometimes. It looks like he just like either grabbed a bag of chips, maybe ripped the bong or something like that, picked up his cell phone while we were playing Madden, and the play broke and he didn't get to pick his play. That's what it looks like sometimes when he calls defense.
See, the thing that you don't understand, Landry, is that the plan on that particular play was for them to knock the ball out. And since we didn't go get the ball, we didn't knock the ball out, and so it's just as simple as that. It's just as simple as that's why that procedure. See, we had a plan on first down. He's just gonna say first down, third down. Our plan was to knock the ball out, and we came close. We were close. We hit the ball, but gotta give credit to the other guy for holding on to it. That was the plan, to give up that yardage, and when we got there to finally make that tackle, to gang tackle and knock the ball out. And it's just as simple as that.
Let's focus on the positives, right?
And, yeah, and that is the positive, that we had the right intentions. We intended to knock the ball out. We intended to cause a turnover. And you just got to give them credit, man. It's as simple as that. And that's where
See,
we
you
are.
Got the Lovey down, and Figgy always had the Cully down.
Yeah,
Figgy always had the Cully down.
I tell you what, have to run the football.
That is it. I truly have family members who sound exactly to a T like Lovey. So I've
like Lovey or like Cully.
Well, really,
I got family that sound like Cully. I got family from Tennessee.
Yeah,
so they sound
both.
Just like, yeah.
No doubt. Like Cully reminds me a little bit more of my backwoods Louisiana cousins, and Lovey reminds me more of my East Texas cousins. But
I have a lot of family in East Texas.
Yeah,
like the Mexican food is off the charts.
You're about to go a different direction.
Or the first time he said what he learned about being in this business on purpose. He said it like business. I was like, yeah, that's right. I know Cully.
You know Cully's living his best life too.
He better.
There are a lot of people that were like, and I talked to some people that talked to David Cully. Like they were like, why didn't he get in this lawsuit? The people I asked are like, he doesn't give a damn right now. He just had two knee replacements. He is chilling, eating, relaxing. He doesn't, counting his $30 million, he doesn't give a damn about this lawsuit.
Yeah, what about listening to David Cully talk makes you feel like that's a litigious person? Like, what makes you think that?
Focus on the analytics.
Analytics. Somebody who pronounces analytics as analytics does not strike me as somebody that wants to be in the courtroom.
I heard on Fridays
filing briefs.
Doesn't someone's wife like bake cookies for everyone on Friday? No, I'm not naming it. I'm not trying to be funny. But I heard that David Cully would like take like 10 cookies. Like he would take like a to-go plate, but Lovey Smith's such like a hardo, he won't take any of the cookies. Is this true or false? Can you confirm or deny this?
I can confirm.
All right.
I can confirm. And it is not. I can also confirm that it is not received well by said media member who has the cookies cooked. That person does not feel good about it.
Okay. All right. Coming up, a lot of fans, they aren't buying what Lovey Smith says about positives. His quarterback isn't either. You're not going to believe what the new starting quarterback for the Houston Texans had to say about Lovey Smith's notion that they got better against Miami. Next.
If we got to go 3 and out and punt it, we're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.